This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Axios is reporting a trade deal between the U.S. and China has stalled because of newly signed U.S. bipartisan legislation supporting pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more.
A so-called Phase 1 deal between the world's two largest economies had originally been expected by the end of November. A trade deal could have averted another round of U.S. tariffs set to hit Chinese products on December 15th. But now, things are looking shaky. According to Chinese state media on Sunday, Beijing wants more from the deal than just avoiding new duties. The Global Times reported that top priority would be removing existing tariffs. People close to the White House have told Reuters that a Phase 1 deal isn't looking likely until the new year.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is heading to London today to attend the North Atlantic Treaty Organization leaders' meeting. VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Witakaswara has this report from London.
Leaders this side of the Atlantic are bracing to meet Donald Trump at the NATO summit just outside of London this week. A president who no longer publicly says that the alliance is obsolete and wants to leave it, but continues to slam member countries for not meeting NATO's 2% GDP defense spending target. American officials have reassured European leaders of Washington's continued commitment, as shown by military reinforcement in NATO's eastern flank. But anxiety persists that under Trump, the U.S. is neglecting the alliance. Among Europeans' goals this week, simply avoiding a Trump flare-up, like those that have happened in past meetings. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, London.
For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. This is VOA News. While Mr. Trump is in Europe, Democratic lawmakers in Congress will take a big step this week in the impeachment inquiry of the president. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Members of the House Intelligence Committee are getting a chance to review the report before it's sent to the Judiciary Committee for Wednesday's landmark hearing. White House counsel Pat Cipollone, who calls the inquiry baseless and highly partisan, has declined an invitation for the president's counsel to appear at the hearing. Wednesday's hearing is expected to convene legal experts whose testimony, along with the report from the Intelligence Committee, could lay the groundwork for possible articles of impeachment, which the Judiciary Committee is expected to draw up soon. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Representatives of nearly 200 countries are in Madrid today for the annual climate talks. VOA's Latika Hoke reports.
Speaking on the eve of the 25th UN Climate Conference, the UN Secretary General commended young people for their engagement.
Young people are showing remarkable leadership and mobilization.
And criticized political leaders for a lack of will to act.
Political will to put a price on carbon. Political will to stop subsidies on fossil fuels. Political will to stop building coal power plants from 2020 onwards. Political will to shift taxation from income to carbon, taxing pollution instead of people.
While many world leaders verbally support efforts to reduce pollution but fail to act, U.S. President Donald Trump has openly rejected the climate science and supported coal and other polluting industries. Zlarica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
More than a dozen people have been killed in Burkina Faso. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Unknown gunmen opened fire on a church in eastern Burkina Faso on Sunday, killing at least 14 people. Officials say the attack took place in the town of Hantakura, near the border with Niger. Soldiers are hunting for the attackers who fled on motor scooters. No one has claimed responsibility. Christians and others had lived peacefully in the Muslim-majority country until a series of attacks blamed on jihadists spilled over from neighboring Mali last year, leaving hundreds dead. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The European Union and the United Nations are coordinating the international efforts to assist Albania after last week's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that killed 51 people and left thousands homeless. Albania's defense minister says 780 rescuers from the EU and other countries are helping with the search and rescue efforts. An EU team is leading the damage assessment and distribution of aid. Syrian opposition activists say an airstrike on a market in a rebel-held town in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib Monday killed at least 10 civilians. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.